So
let's save it.
For the mic.
Save it for the mic.
So we on. This is our sidebar video. I'm Ashley Tajay.
Sidebar. Tasha.
It's Miss Nikki.
And we got a special guest,
Lorraine.
Yeah, and we get right into this. So Lorraine,
jump in.
Let us know.
Okay. So my thing is this.
What's your beef?
My beef is this so-called Sunday worship with Kanye West. That is no Sunday worship, first and foremost, and you tied in saying...
Okay, because let me ask you, though. Now, you're saying, is it a praise and worship session, or is
no,
it...
No, they're saying Sunday service. They're saying Sunday service.
Okay, so what okay? So let me understand. Correct me if I'm wrong. So Sunday service usually means praise and worship first, a word from the pastor or the clergy, then we do tithe and offering, we do announcements, we congregate a little bit, and then everybody goes home for Sunday dinner. Is that what's taking place in Kanye's?
Okay. So what is happening is he is singing and taking songs, I guess, and I didn't listen to everything that he has done because I just don't even want to partake such a thing because that's an abomination of what he is doing right now.
Agreed.
Okay, and what really got my attention was this Coachella thing that he did.
Yeah. Okay, what did he do? Because I didn't
know. He's selling merch at church. Like, what you talk about? $200, like, for a sweatshirt that's laying on the ground? Are you serious?
Oh wow!
And socks that are $50. Who pays $50 socks?
All right, well, hold on. Let me, because at church sometimes they do be selling pies
and stuff. But they not praying, though. That's a little suspect.
Who is life?
They,
like, what's happening?
I am. You know, relationship over religion.
No, you deadass was like, I am not a Christian.
I am not. Okay? But I don't get it. I don't get this.
That's
I don't
a
get
cult.
It. That is a I agree. You believe that's how to look at
because,
it like that.
Because, you believe yes, a cult? I believe it's a cult. One reason why, okay, look how he forms. He forms it, okay? And I looked at old pictures, okay, from Bible days, okay. When Babylonian and from from that time, okay, and they used to form that same little circle. Okay, and then in the middle, almost like the eye of Horus.
Yep.
Okay,
okay.
And the things that he's doing, the uniform, like they're wearing,
yes,
like all it's of that, clothes. it's weird clothes. It's just it's very occultic.
Well, I have to look at it because you got to understand at the same time, though.
That I could see.
But at the same time, listen, because Nikki, you would, well, in traditional churches, especially Baptist churches, when the choir sings, they're in uniform. They are not wearing regular clothes.
No, this is
so what I'm saying, you got to help me understand the difference in it because.
Because this, the way that they are dressed.
You got a point,
though. The way,
they do.
Yes.
They wear
the clothes. The way, okay, yes. In tradition, yes. They had the they have the gowns.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's fine. If you look what they look like slaves.
They do.
They look like
they
slaves.
They don't wear all white. Slaves usually wear khaki colors.
No, they're not wearing no.
It's gray, right? It's
hold on. You said khaki colors. That's khaki. What they do.
And that's they
tan.
They have tan. It's very
slavish.
Oh, I thought it was white because I've seen photographs of it being white.
That was one time. That was at Coachella.
Okay. That was one time.
Okay.
But the thing is, I just feel like they need to stop saying that because this is a leading into a very touchy subject.
It is touchy.
Because of the simple fact of they right now are trying to pass a law, okay,
for
everybody to worship on Sunday.
Oh, well, that's not fair for Seventh-day Adventists, for
exactly
other people that
but they're trying to pass
Saturday.
A law.
So we're saying Donald Trump is trying to pass a law?
Donald Trump is
okay, so who's trying to pass a law? Kanye West is trying to...
No.
Okay.
I don't want to say.
Okay. Okay.
Because it could get very...
That's fine. That's fine.
Hairy.
Yes, it can get very sticky and very hairy.
Okay, no problem.
But just know, higher-ups...
They're trying to pass a law.
In the church world... If you understand what I'm saying,
no.
And I know you know what I'm saying,
okay?
They are really trying to pass this law, okay? First, they tried to They tried to whitewash it by saying Earth Day. Earth Day was...
That is a whole point. The whole Earth thing.
Okay.
Yes, I know you up on
you know,
I know we have Earth Day annually.
You know I'm up on it.
But what are you guys talking about? Clue us in, please, because we're lost. We know that they celebrate Earth Day every year.
There you go.
There's an agenda. There's an agenda that a particular branch of religion is trying to get everybody to follow this particular agenda. Okay, and the agenda, basically, they're coming off like they're praising God.
Okay.
But they're not praising our Heavenly Father.
Okay.
They're praising the one below.
Okay.
Okay, but they're passing it off as they're praising our Heavenly Father.
Now, how are you able to tell the difference?
Because of the things that they wear.
Okay.
The things that they do, the way that they're
ritualistic.
Right, very ritualistic. The things that they tell you to do, the things that they tell you to pray to. Okay. Certain things that.
So they don't say pray to God.
No.
What do they say?
Like pray to Mary.
Oh wow.
Well, but that's something like a Catholic church is Saint Mary though. See, but that's a little sticky though, because in Catholic churches, that's what they do, or to Peter. Or to...
But, okay, so that's a good point. But so I think that, okay, Kanye, what he's doing is he's kind of bringing forth something that is going to... It may look crazy to the church because it is going to look occultish. Mm-hmm. The funny thing to me is that when I hear about it, like you mentioned, well, in a Baptist church, it looks like this. You'll notice that there are very similar things.
Gotcha.
Which at the root of it, to me, tells
Catholic church,
Baptist. There's a lot of things foundationally that the church has adopted or adapted to that is occultish.
Gotcha.
It is not what the word of God says. It is not how church is supposed to be in the word.
Gotcha. No.
The system of church doesn't edify the body. It doesn't edify Christ. That's why we all feel the way that we feel about the system.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why I see those similarities there.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that you have to have church in a church.
That's
not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because you could have two people
having a conversation.
Yeah,
and
that's
could
church.
Be church.
Yes. I agree.
Okay?
Yeah.
But then there are certain things that you do and you say that is not right.
Right.
And it is an abomination, and what they are doing and saying and putting slashing God's name on it. No, that is not has nothing to do with no God.
That's true.
Has nothing to do with God, and it makes me angry and it gets me upset. And every time I see he's having Sunday service. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not having no damn Sunday service. Cut it out.
But your spirit is picking up on it, knowing that it's no good. And so you are able to sniff out what is not true because your spirit doesn't agree with it. Just like our spirit wouldn't agree with it because we're in tune.
It's not.
So we know it's not. But the hope and what we should be praying for is that for the blind
to
eyes
open up
to be
their
opened.
Eyes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
And
that
I do that.
Spirits.
That's why I post what I post.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they post these stuff or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, when will you people open up your eyes to see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just like, my thing is this. Like, they say these things, you know, like they bring up the Sunday service or whatever and all that stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's other things going on in the world that are more important and should be told.
Of course.
And they just put it on the back burner, and they bring out, to me, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, it's dumb.
Yeah,
it's the dumbing down of America. That's why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because it's not Christian music.
It's not.
They playing like old school beats.
That's what they
do. Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, the choir is amazing. They sound amazing.
But I did see Tiana's. When they were at Coachella and she was a part of the Sunday service, I gotta be honest with you, I thought that was amazing.
That was dope.
I thought that was beautiful.
But I didn't think it would. But see, but my thing
bear
is.
Bear in mind, before the enemy fell, okay, he was the director of the choir. He was director of music.
Okay.
Before Satan fell, that's what his job was. So he has a way of taking music and making us think that
it's
and
okay,
then
and
our
it's
our subconscious is picking up shit that girl,
yes.
and that's why
I don't even choose to listen to
exactly
it, because I don't even want my mind to even be like
we have to guard ourselves.
Guard you have to guard against that, because that is false. It's false, and it makes me so. Sometimes I just want to be like, I want to choke somebody.
Yeah,
because it just makes me so angry that they are really saying that this is Sunday service. Like, people are really saying, oh, I can't wait to go to his Sunday. No, that's not what you need to go someplace else and get the word. They're not even preaching the word.
And he's building a church.
Yes, he's.
Well, then that's why it's so important, though.
I'm gonna throw a little something in there. Like, I do get what you're saying, and for the most part, I agree with you. But I do have a part of me that does feel, in a sense, like, I want to say merciful. But I do believe that Kanye, at one point in time, did receive Christ.
Yes, I believe that
he has the Holy Spirit now. He's at now, I can't judge his walk. But I do, again, believe in seeds. So, I don't know. Can God have his... If God can speak through a donkey, God can speak through these things. I'm not so stuck in the structure of things and religion. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a big, big point to really look at the heart of the matter. Mm-hmm. I've gone into worship not even listening to Christian music. I could be listening to something worldly.
God, oh, wow.
I can't, because the Spirit is alive in me.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Okay. I think we're so reliant on being force-fed what should be. That's honestly, a lot of the things that we are given is not even really what it was intended to be.
Okay.
Knowing that the Spirit is alive in you, I don't need everything to line up to a particular angle.
And I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that he wasn't saved or whatever, but my point is this. Say that you're having a gathering. Mm. Don't say that it is Sunday service.
I agree.
It is not Sunday service. Or it may... Oh! No. Oh.
What?
Let me switch this around.
What?
Yes, it is Sunday service. Let it be Sunday service, because that's not the Sabbath day anyway.
Ooh, that's what. Yeah, I've heard that they say Sunday is not really the Sabbath.
It's not.
It's not.
The Catholic Church took when we got our calendar. Ultimately, we got it from the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church really screwed up a lot of things.
I can believe it.
Yes,
that came from that is in our religion now. Came from the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is evil.
I know.
Right. Period.
Yes. Yeah, we know. All them damn boys they was touching. It's a damn shame.
Y'all better have a religion. I mean, relationship. Not religion. But I have a relationship.
But, Nikki, I want to get back to this. When you said that, you know, you can worship to, you know, any type of music, not just,
quote unquote.
Because then all of a sudden, right after you said that, pop that.
Keep a baby black.
Popped into my head. French Montana. And I was like, there's no way it's going to be.
No, but even if it doesn't have a spiritual content.
I understand.
Like, I think as Christians, we do one thing very well. We acknowledge the source. I think that's what we do really well. We understand who Christ is, so we acknowledge the source. I think we do poorly is understand what he created and how he created it.
Yes.
And the inner workings of things. Mm-hmm. I think other religions understand that process better.
Yeah.
So me, when I'm singing or if I'm into something, I'm in vibration. Mm-hmm. I'm in an energy. I know God created out of energy. Mm-hmm. I know who the source is. I don't believe in energy as the final. Mm-hmm. But in that space, I can honor God.
Got you.
Because that's what he created.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's all I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
That's some good stuff.
So that was my, you know, my thing. It
irked it in.
Yes.
It's unsettling to your spirit.
Yes, to my soul.
Well, the thing is, what I've been learning as I've been, you know, definitely reading the word daily, that the message keeps coming back to me in service and in the mornings, morning meditation, prayer, mm-hmm. Pray without ceasing. So I encourage us all to just pray, whether it be in the spirit, out loud,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere, wherever you are, the Lord, in tongues. You don't have to know exactly what you're saying. Just pray. You see that it's unsettling in your spirit because your spirit knows that that's not right. Mm-hmm. So every time you see it, every time you hear it, after you post, you pray.
I'm just encouraging you to continue
to do that, and I will be in agreement with you, because we can't. That's the thing. That's what the enemy wants. He wants God's children to not have their eyes focused on him.
Exactly.
That's real.
And that's
so
true.
That he can wreck and cause havoc,
that's
as
right.
much as he can before Christ comes back. Mm-hmm. See, but when we know this, we have to act accordingly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that means if we can't do anything else, like we can't physically, can we physically go to Kanye's grounds, wherever he's holding church, and run past security and yell to people that you're gonna die, you need to pray, you need to repent, repent? No, we can't physically do that because I'm pretty sure he has security. So there is strength in numbers when we pray. The Lord moves when we pray, especially when more, so many people or multiple people are praying the same thing in unison. He moves. So we just have to encourage each other to do that. And not, it's good that we're talking about the subject, but being a disruptive innovator means that we have to do something different. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing up the subject, but then we have to, they have to put action behind it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the action would be to pray.
I would caution us too. This is my problem with the church. You could tell I'm kind of the, I don't want to say flighty one. I'm like the real liberal one.
Yes.
In the pack. Like I'm anti-establishment in every sense of the form. So if there's a grain, I'm always going against that grain.
Yeah.
I've tried both sides of the grain. Okay, like I'm all over the place. Okay, like that's just me if you haven't picked up. So I agree. I get it. And yes. Big picture, I definitely agree. However, this is where I think the church loses touch with people. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a listener that, you know, maybe they don't know Christ and they don't really want to know Christ because they see us as being so narrow-minded. Mm-hmm. And the only thing they see is somebody is out there doing something positive or it looks good. Mm-hmm. What I think that we as believers need to be cautious of is I think we get so wrapped up in our dogma. Even still. I'm more concerned about higher level things and what's happening higher level as what you were talking about. The effect on people, our effect on people is supposed to be love. And if something is showing somebody love, there is an open lane for God to get to their heart. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because God sits on the throne. Yeah. God used Pharaoh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
he was evil. God used every single thing. So I think when we do go into battle, I think a lot of times we look at the flesh and blood in a sense. We know it may be a spiritual thing, but I think oftentimes we take it out in the flesh and blood and we do not project love.
Because it's not against
God is love though. Yeah. And if our response to things is not out of love, we're already in the fall as well. We might as well be right down there with the people we're fighting against.
Yeah. Right.
I caution us so much because I feel like the church has taken itself out of topics. Because we're not understanding, we're not pathological, we don't think things through, and the one thing people think they should get from us and they never get is love. So just be vigilant.
I get what you're saying.
Definitely.
Yeah, because we're not warring against the flesh. It's against the spirit. So that's why I encourage pray, though. That's why I encourage prayer. You know what I mean? Only because we may not know, and you don't have to do a long, drawn-out prayer. Lord, not my, not there, but your will be done. And this in every situation. I mean, that's it. It's as simple as that. And then when it comes to your heart, just do just that. It's like, but I can't help but to believe that it's not meant for everyone to get it. It's not meant for, maybe it, well, no, ooh, let me not say that. Christ does want us all to get it. That's why God sent Jesus. Mm-hmm. But the reality is everybody's not going to get it.
No, that's
true. They're not going to get it.
They're not going to.
Exactly.
You know, and which it states that in the Bible.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it states that in the Bible.
That's his intention.
The intention is for everybody to be saved, everybody to accept Jesus, but not everybody's going to do that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's why he speaks in parables as well.
Exactly.
Because the truth is hidden.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need to seek out the truth. The truth is a seed.
Yes.
It is developed and I don't want to say illuminated. It is developed.
And nurtured when you're in the Word. Yeah. When you read the Word, when you meditate on the Word, when you... we understand this, but given the world that we live in, given what Revelation says, well, from Genesis to Revelation, but what Revelation says, and then beyond when we seek out other... you know, sources to figure out what's really going on in that fourth dimension and that, you know, third realm, whatever it may be. There's more to it.
Let me tell you something.
What?
We can go into not today, but we can get into that subject.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna definitely. We did a conspiracy theory. Yeah, yes. we're gonna do part two, and you finna be in there.
Yeah, you should come because we have
the stuff that I have researched.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's in the same line with Alaska.
It is very. It was like when I talked to Nikki, I was like, Nikki, oh my goodness, you know, I was like, you know this, and she was like, girl, I've been through that. I was like, what does that mean? Gotcha. I was like, I want to be woke too, like, yeah, that's, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to
really
be woke.
Real woke. Yeah.
Not fake woke, like really woke.
Like,
and
spiritually woke. Like,
she was like, oh my, Lorraine, you're blowing my mind right now, because like, I've never heard you talk like this. Yeah. Like, it's amazing to me that now you know what I've been bottled up for so long, yeah. And that I was like, what?
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy because when we had our previous guest Coco, crazy.
It blows my mind. It seems like I told Nikki, within the last couple of months, mm-hmm. I have learned more in these last couple of months than I did in my whole lifetime.
Wow.
The things that they have kept mm-hmm. from us, mm-hmm. okay?
And there's so much.
It is disgusting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. bad.
It makes me angry mm-hmm. that I have not learned what I should have learned.
Gotcha.
Okay? And it's surprising to me that still a lot of people don't even know.
Yeah.
Why? Some people don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. That's another thing.
They just don't want to know.
Exactly.
But then, from my thing is, why hide it from us? Why do that?
Yeah.
It, you still talking about the slave mentality?
I know. Mm.
Because that's what they did to the slaves. They took out half the Bible.
Oh, of course.
Because they knew if they read certain things, that they know that they would be talking about them, and that they could free themselves.
Exactly. Freedom. I was just going to say, what comes out of knowing the truth is freedom.
Exactly. Okay. True freedom.
True freedom.
But in every sense of the word. Yes. That's a physical freedom as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
You know
most
what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, but that definitely. Was great, though.
We can get into it. Listen, I want to, one last question. This is from a listener.
Okay.
All right. So, I got a question. So, I'm going to tag them when we do our sidebar.
Okay.
But this listener had posted this and said, yo, I would love to see this or hear this on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So scenario, a married man has sexual fantasies about his coworkers and women at the gym every single day. But he doesn't do anything to pursue the women or do anything that violates his relationship. The average woman would completely ignore the man's self-control and criticize him for his thought. And that's one of the biggest problems in relationships today. Do y'all agree or disagree? Tell me why.
Okay.
I'm going to hit you. All right. Go ahead. You want me to go? Mine's going to be real quick. I'm going to hit you with the same thing I hit Aisha with. If you got a good thing, you need to stick with it. There you go.
Okay. So my thing is this. Okay. He's fantasizing about his coworkers and women at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
He a man. Men do that all day long. They just don't talk about it.
Okay.
Somebody said that on the thread. They were like, yo, be happy that you even know what he's thinking, because most of the time, us as women don't even
know what a man and what's going through his
mind.
Wait,
so he went to his spouse and said that?
This was just a post. It was like a meme.
Oh, okay.
But the individual posted it and said, do y'all agree or disagree?
Uh-huh.
And when I commented, they were like, yo, I was about to tag you. I would really like to hear this on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my opinion, because men think about women 24/7. Hello. Regardless of it's sex or not, they still looking, they still whatever. Like, right. They're a man. Like, they're good. That's them. Like, they're thinking about women all the time.
Yeah, but see, what stuck out to me, though, is the second part of it. It says the average woman would completely ignore the man's self-control.
Control.
The screen blacked out on me. I apologize, guys. Right. Bear with me. The woman's self-control and criticize him for his thoughts. And that's one of the biggest problems in relationships. I truly believe, first of all, thank you for the question. Thank you for wanting us to pose it so that we can have a conversation about it. We appreciate you. Secondly, that is a problem. Women should not dismiss it, ignore it. thinking that that's what men. First of all, not all men fantasize about fucking all day. I don't agree with that.
I didn't say about having sex all day.
I'm just saying, or desiring other women. Or I don't think niggas do that all day.
All day. What I'm saying is,
am I alone?
Did we got crickets? We got the. I wish we had a cricket noise.
Yo, we need a sound effect.
Oh, yeah. So you niggas no, think
I don't,
that
no,
that
I don't 24/7? I don't think that. No, you're not alone.
24/3.
We talk about average people, though. I think average people do have some of that, but there's a lot of dudes I know that I feel like we're more scandalous in the way that we think than them.
No, for sure. Well, we slicker. Like, we know how to do it.
Oh, no, that's a whole fact.
And we get away with it.
Exactly. Yeah. For years, and they would never even know, like, until we told them. Like,
right. See, let's jump back on it because uh-huh. I feel like if a man were to come to his woman or share with her that those are his thoughts, for her to completely dismiss it or ignore it.
Well, for one, I don't believe no man gonna go to his wife and be like, baby,
I disagree, I do believe that men do go to their spouses or significant others. I think stop some men nonsense. Do. No, seriously, I do believe some men do.
So if your spouse came to you with this, what are you going to do?
I would definitely say stop. We're going to get on our knees first.
And do okay. What? What are we getting
bring
on our knees
for?
Bring
it to the Lord in prayer.
Okay.
And then after we do that, we're going to get up and dial our therapist. Because something's not right here.
Okay.
Like, am I alone?
Okay, stop. Because you got me. You seriously. Got me.
So what were y'all thinking I was gonna say? I was gonna fuck him up?
No. This is okay. A true black woman. Okay, I'm gonna say
I am black. Okay.
So,
but there's a generation gap here too.
That's a big deal. I'm bringing it two scenarios.
Okay.
So the old school.
That's what it is.
Okay. The old school would be like, you know, you're bugging right now. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Don't come to me with this. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you're thinking about this, then what's wrong with our relationship? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's going on that you're wanting to have relations with Joe Smo and, you know, and everybody else. Like, what is going on?
That's how I feel. Okay. And I'm of this generation. Okay. I feel that same way.
Okay, so then this generation would be like, my nigga, like, are you for real? Are you serious? Like, what are you talking about right now? Like, are you dumb? Are you stupid? Like,
boom. Are you dumb?
That's my favorite word.
Are you dumb? Are you dumb?
There's no therapy. The therapy is this foot up your, you know what?
No, right? But the, I don't. Right. I don't believe.
Do it. Watch what happens.
I don't believe that there's.
Because you're agreeing with her, but then you was just like,
yes, but her situation was sort of like the same thing in the past. You're gonna be like, listen, what are you doing? Like get it together.
But you just was like, yo, all men are like that, though.
No, I didn't say all men. I did not say all men.
No, I didn't say all men.
I said 24/3. But I do think that they're sexual beings.
But men think about other women, period.
Yeah, but my thing is thinking.
Not the thinking and wanting to have sex and all the other. They're two different things. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if this guy supposedly is thinking about his coworkers mm-hmm. and thinking about women at the job, he needs to look within himself to see what the problem is.
Boom.
And I understand that. And clearly, there's a problem. Clearly.
There's something wrong.
If your spouse is telling you that they're fantasizing about strangers and even people that they know, that is a problem.
That's a problem.
But I feel like there is a three part to that situation. I don't feel like there's an old school way and a new school way. I feel like there's an old school way, a new school way, and the right way. And the right way for me would be to get on my knees first, and we're going to get on our knees together and pray, and then we're going to act. Because I don't want him to, he's t- telling me for a reason.
Okay, so
I'm not going to dismiss that.
Okay, so you're saying don't dismiss it, but the question is specific that we as women would criticize him for that even having those thoughts.
Not every woman would criticize. I would not criticize. I don't believe I would criticize, honestly.
I wouldn't criticize him. I would be like, oh, okay, because...
But you see it as problematic. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes,
we see it
as problem.
Do we see it as problematic? We can agree in unison on that one.
That is definitely a problem.
But I think the response that all four of us have is different.
It is different. The response is definitely different.
Because I would never say to my husband, are you dumb? Are you stupid? Like, why would you even... I wouldn't... Because that's belittling. That's belittling the fuck... He's coming to you with an issue. And then for you to turn around... If he mentioned that to you, and we ignore it,
but then you said, but then what if it's not a family that is into God, that is into praying? You know what I'm saying? So not everybody's gonna get them.
All right, cool.
And some people and some men don't believe in going to a therapist.
Exactly.
Okay. They don't want to be bringing their business to nobody. That's cool too.
But my thing is, everybody, if you're in a relationship and you're in a mutual relationship in a marriage, love has to be there somewhere. So wouldn't you love your husband enough to not belittle him, even if you don't pray?
I'm not even talking about that.
What I'm saying is, okay, the bottom line is, yes, he has control over those. Apparently, he wants his physical. He's not pursuing it. Yes, I would give him
that. Those are the first beginnings. Like, if you're thinking about it, most times you're going to act on it.
You are. You know what I'm saying?
Can't we use Ashley's line? Be happy he's coming home to you.
No, that's not my line. That is not my line.
My thing is this. You know, yes, he's coming home. Yes, he's coming home. But the fact still remains is I'm not the only person on his mind.
I'm not the only person on his mind.
And he apparently wants to, in his mind, see what else is out there and how it feels and how it tastes. And how it looked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at it from a man's point of view. Because a man is going for all senses, baby. He's going for looks. He's going for the taste. He's going for the smell. Yes. He's going for everything. So he's like, I want to know.
Yeah.
So he's got it on in his mind. Mm. Okay? Mm. Eventually, you're going to be like,
you gonna do it.
Is that if that person gives him even inkling that they interested, he on it like white on rice. He on it because he gonna be like, oh, I can get it.
Yeah.
I can get it too. At first, it was kind of like, you know, I'm not sure. It's boundaries there. I'm not sure.
Yep.
But if that person be like,
over.
I'm feeling that too.
And that's why it's important that if he were to share it with his significant other, that we should not brush it off.
I'm not saying that.
We shouldn't criticize it. Okay. We should get to the root of it.
I'm just telling you, most responses nowadays.
Oh, y'all are thinking too deep.
Most responses nowadays mm-hmm. would be like, are you dumb?
Gotcha.
Like, what are you talking about right now? Like, you're being stupid. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's the response.
Yeah.
Now, the responsible thing, yes, would be to sit down. Let's, you know, honey, let's talk. Like, you know,
like, why are you feeling this way?
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's where it comes back is, what am I doing that's not satisfying?
But it may not be you,
though. And that's the thing.
But that's what you're going to think.
I think we would think that as a woman, but you got to take yourself out of it, though, because it's real. Not be you.
And and then it'd be like, okay, and if it's not me, then what's going on within you that you're missing? You think that you're missing
something. Can I throw a monkey wrench in here? Can I ask a real generalized question?
Go ahead.
Is it not normal to be attracted to multiple people or more than one person? Like, is it not normal to have attractions?
I think it's very normal to be attracted to more than one person.
Is it not normal to have desires? Desires and attractions for somebody other than the one significant other that you
I think it's very normal.
It's normal. Okay, so let me say this. If you are in a relationship, right, and mm-hmm. you care about this person, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay, for me, I'm only looking at that person.
Yes.
I'm not looking, even though, prime example, okay, Damian Escobar, very attractive man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, very handsome, very attractive man. But, okay, I'm in a relationship. I'm not looking, you know what I'm saying, like, at Damian, like, ooh, he's attractive. Like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Okay, fine. Boom. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in this relationship and you're not happy and then you're like, yo, he's fine. He's this. He's, you know what I'm saying? Then there's something wrong over here.
Got you.
That's how I look at it. That's how I see it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But yes, you can be. There's attractive people all over the world. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you can be in a relationship and see an attractive man person, and say, he's gorgeous. Handsome. Yeah.
But like, but you gotta cut it off then. Can't keep going.
Yeah, but I wouldn't
like, let's have a small conversation. Like,
yeah, no, especially if you're in relationship. Yeah, you shouldn't be. And please don't misunderstand me. I most likely wouldn't say to my husband that another nigga is handsome. I don't think I would say that, only because that's not what you say. You understand? Now, if he asked me, I would be honest. But funky. I'm not going to go out of my way to be like,
maybe
oh,
not
I
somebody
think he's fine.
We actually know in real life mm-hmm. to where, like, they're an arm's length. Mm-hmm. That, I get that. Like,
we're talking about strangers.
You may not, like, want to express that up front readily.
Like a celebrity.
But what I do, yeah. I do really like, when I honor when couples know each other to the point to where they, the other couple can kind of take themselves out of the equation.
Yes.
I love that. Like, oh, yo, Beyonce, like, that's his chick. Like, he love her. Mm. Like, that's his, yo, if you ever get a chance to get next to Beyonce, yo, do you? That sounds crazy, but I honor that. I think that's dope.
Gotcha.
You love that person so much, so let them be an individual. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, I'm big on the individual aspect of things, us as people. Like, mm-hmm. we don't allow ourselves to just be people sometimes. We have so many high expectations that I think they're unrealistic.
Yes.
And I think that they're damning. So as an individual, mm-hmm. I want you to be you, respectfully, obviously, mm-hmm. or based on our agreement or arrangement, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that, I think that people do have attractions.
Yes.
I do think that people have desire. Yes. You can be in a happy relationship and still have attractions and physical desires for other people.
Yes.
I think there's a limit on your thought life. I don't think it's that serious if it's in your thought life. It comes to the point to where is your thought life taking you over?
Okay.
That's an issue. Ooh, because I feel like everybody has a little bit of a fantasy world in some way, shape, or form. Like that. Some of that is normal.
Yes. I agree. 1,000%.
So then what would you do in this situation then? You would like be like, all right, I'm going to give you a pass, or?
Dang, that's a tough one. It depends, I guess. Like, is it interfering with anything in our relationship? If it's interfering with anything in our relationship.
Oh, great question.
We're definitely, we got to seek some something.
Yeah.
We got to seek some sort of help or something. Or I'm going to say. You know, what you feed is what grows.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feed the beast of lust, mm-hmm. you're going to mess with that animal, there's going to be a time this motherfucker going to bite back.
It's wanting to eat.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Want to eat.
Yep. Yeah. So you feed discipline, your discipline grows. Right.
Yeah.
You feed your 401k, that bitch is going to grow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a principle.
Most
so
definitely.
We're going to start working on these principles and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be so principled and so that we can't be people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
fair.
If it's affecting things, we need to nip it in the bud. We got to talk about it. We got to do what we got to do. Mm-hmm. If it's not affecting anything, I feel like it's normal.
Mm. Yeah. What if question? along the lines of what we are discussing. So your spouse came to you and expressed that he had these desires. You opened up and asked him, well, you know, what do you want to do about it? Like, because I just want you to be happy. He proposed bringing a third party in the room.
You know she's going to say
no. But it would be the third party of your choice. Okay. So we know how L Book feels.
Oh, yeah. No, she definitely traditional in that sense of the word.
Because a relationship is between two people and two people only.
And I agree.
And especially
with that.
If you're married.
Listen, I'm with you. I just wanted to pose the question really quick. But what would you say, Ashley? Would
I'm
you?
Not down with threesomes.
Okay.
My polygamy is different. Okay. I am doing what I need to do. You are with me.
Got you. Nikki,
that
how about you?
That's not polygamy. That's called jail. For anybody who's listening, let me just decipher that for you.
That's Ashley's polygamy.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Nikki,
it depends on my situation. Like, I'm also a chameleon in the sense to where if I know I'm with somebody who's traditional, typically throughout the majority of my life, I've held very traditional values. To be honest with you, you know I'm very open. Mm-hmm. In my open mind space, hell yeah, I would be down for that.
Got you.
You know I'm more fluid.
Yeah.
Got you. So I have a completely different perspective on that.
That's true. Yeah, because I agree with you, Lorraine. I feel like bringing someone else in, it's a problem.
It's a problem. Because what tends to happen is now that third party is in that situation, now this third party is going to want more attention. They're not going to know their lane, how to stay in their lane, because the supposedly the two parties brought this person in.
Yeah.
Then what if this person really starts having mad feelings, want to break up with the two people that brought them in? Like, it can break it all the way down.
It can get messy.
It can get very, very messy and very nasty, and nobody wants to go through that.
So I just, I'm way late to the show. Like, for those of y'all that are fans, like, definitely forgive me. But I just got on the Janelle Monáe train.
She's
and
I like Janelle Monáe's music. Some of her music,
she's tight.
I like
but
her.
She made that emotion picture, Dirty Computer, and she's out there living her best polygamous life. There is a scene at the very end of that film.
It's a video.
Yeah, she made. You know how like
you
back
know
in the
that
day,
she's Pio.
What?
What's the name of the?
I forgot.
Dirty Computer.
There's a. Pio something. She's not. She's
back in the day. Prince used to make albums that were motion pictures.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson used to do it, so she did it in the like manner.
Okay.
But there is a scene where she is on a beach with a man, the main male in the video, and what's her name, Tessa Thompson. And
yeah, because they were dating.
All three of them are together. It is so beautiful. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it just looks beautiful. Like,
yeah,
I
they're
love
dating.
It.
So
absolutely
that
love it.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Just since we're on the subject of that, three's a crowd. Like, that shit looks fly as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, she doesn't consider herself like heterosexual, bisexual. She I forgot what they call.
Is it pansexual?
Yes,
she's pansexual.
She's
yes.
pansexual.
What does that
pansexual?
Mean?
I don't really understand.
Can
I gotta be
can
honest.
We look it up.
I don't understand the difference between bisexual and pansexual.
Because
they do both. They do both.
Is it because they always do it at the same time?
All right, so pansexual is a sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So
okay.
Wouldn't that be the same?
So that's like bisexual.
Hate when niggas try to be different. You're the fucking same.
Because
that shit pisses me off.
Because once you start to get into that world and understand like all their labels, like. A bisexual, what I would understand, would be somebody that's attracted to men and women who were assigned that gender at birth. See what I'm saying? A pansexual can be with anybody.
Can be like a tranny.
Correct. Correct. No matter how they identify, no matter how they were born, they are pansexual.
Sexual.
Yes.
Okay. You're the same.
I just feel like you're attracted to everybody.
Niggas always trying to be fucking different, but you're the same.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
Oh my gosh.
Sure, you know, like
we
I
don't
said, it just gets too much. It gets too much. Too much. And that's why it should be, if you're in a relationship, now if you out there doing you, do you.
Yeah, do
you all day long. You can do whatever.
Yes.
But if you are in a committed relationship, No third party should be entering in, period.
Honesty is the best policy over here, people.
Honesty, definitely.
We're talking about honesty. We don't take people's choices away. We don't believe in that. No, we believe in honesty.
Yes. Most definitely. Now, my thing is, I'm taking a glance at the video and the credits are coming. All I seen was her walking, her and Tessa walking with a guy who looked like he appeared to be impaired.
No, seriously, I think he went too far.
Okay, but she was helping him to his car. But then she looked like she was gonna do something to him. I think
we gonna see through the same eyes because
y'all almost in the same generation.
Okay, yeah, because we're cool. I'm old, but I'm new. All right, just letting you know. I'm old, but I'm new. I'm up on it more than the youngins, okay?
You got that. All the way. All the way.
Don't speak for all the youngins. Nikki. All right, you there?
No, I'm just going
to be a bunch of silence.
No, that's okay. You guys can continue to talk.
Write down the number.